5 big exercise tips that will keep you fit for life. Big tip number 1. For the next 5 weeks, I'm sharing 5 big exercise tips that will keep you fit for life. I created this for midlife women who have already made the commitment to making regular physical activity a part of their life for the rest of their lives, as well as for those who have already begun to take the smallest action toward regular physical activity and want to make sure they are able to stick with it. These tips have helped me as well as my clients, and I hope they help you too. Since trying to implement them all at once can seem overwhelming and cause paralysis by analysis, also known as deer in the headlights, also known as never getting started, you know what I mean. I'm sharing just 1 tip a week so that you can implement just 1 each week. So let's get started with big tip number 1. Here it is. Keep exercise interesting. If you've made the commitment to make exercise a part of your life for the rest of your life, then you better keep it interesting. It's no different than any other thing we've committed to for the long haul: relationships, career, healthy eating, etc. We may be creatures of habit, but we also get bored easily. So we must keep it interesting. For your relationship with your spouse, for instance, it might mean regular date nights, traveling to places you've never been before, or spontaneous adventures of some sort. They don't have to be big or extravagant. They just have to be interesting enough to keep the spark alive. The same is true for exercise. You want to keep it interesting so that you keep the spark alive for it as well. So here's my suggestion. Try different things. Better yet, use the seasons of the year to get into different kinds of exercise. Maybe in the summer, you get out and bike, swim, play tennis, or take advantage of the long days by going for an evening walks after dinner. When the winter rolls around and outdoor activities become more limited, maybe you head back inside to utilize the gym, indoor pool, or racquetball courts. There is so much freedom and options when it comes to physical activity. You just have to be creative. And realize that what's interesting to you might not be interesting to me or anyone else you know. But who cares? This is your journey. I have my own, and so does everyone else. This is about you staying in the game. This isn't about shoulds. It's about wants. Because wants keep us in the game because we enjoy it. Shoulds, on the other hand, cause us to burn out easily because they're rooted in guilt. So this week, how can you make physical activity more interesting to you? What's something you want to do? Forget about how many calories it burns, what muscles it uses, or if it's the right kind of exercise for your body type, and so on and so on. Just think about what intrigues you and take the first step this week. Keep the spark alive by keeping exercise interesting. That is big tip number 1. And I'll see you next week for big tip number 2. If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it and support yourself while doing it. You can review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you happen to listen to it. You can tell your friends about it or share it on social media. And if you want more Me Time in your life, consider becoming a member of the Me Time Midlife community. This is my online community of like-minded and like-hearted women in midlife who want to take charge of their life by cultivating their health, happiness, and purpose while building connections and friendships along the way. There are many benefits to joining, including monthly member-only Q&As with some of the experts you hear on the podcast. Plus, as a listener of the podcast, you get a special listener discount. Go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Again, thank you for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.